Hello and welcome to the WordPress Chick podcast, brought to you by the WPChick.com. WordPress explained for those of us who get headaches when we hear words like PHP and functions, but want to make money with our WordPress sites. No boring code snippets here, just WordPress happiness made easy. Now here's your host, Kim Doyle, the WordPress Chick.
Hey, what's up everybody? Kim Doyle, the WordPress Chick here, and welcome to episode number 10 of the WordPress Chick podcast. That's right. Milestone episode number 10, I should call out. I'm really excited to be at this 10th episode. Not that when I started, I thought I would give up after five or anything, but I can't believe it's gone so quickly. Before we get into the podcast today, I have to mention that this 10th episode this week has also coincided with the 10th anniversary of WordPress itself. Not too shabby, timing-wise, luck of the draw. I'd love to tell you I planned that, but I did not. But I do need to just put it out there and say a big old fat happy anniversary to WordPress and thank you, because if it were not for WordPress, I wouldn't have this podcast, my business, and the quality of life that I have. And I'm truly grateful for that. So here's to another fantastic 10 years. I will continue to be a supporter, fan, user, all that good stuff. So happy anniversary. All right. So let's get down to business now. You know, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I hit sort of like a milestone, it's kind of like the pressure of like a significant birthday, like you're 20, well, 21, you want to go party. Well, I did. But you know, 30 and 40 and as you get older, that shifts, but there's sort of this external expectation, I think. Forget the personal expectations we put on things. You know, when I was thinking about this 10th episode, I was thinking, all right, what am I going to do? I need to celebrate. You know, maybe I should get some partners and do some giveaways. And it was kind of making my head spin because business is really good right now. It's busy. I've got website clients. I've got coaching clients. And I'm like, okay, let's just slow down a bit here, Doyle. So what I decided, and now this is something that is another one of those simple things, but not easy. But this across the board in my life has worked hands down every time. And it was just a surrender. I thought, okay, I'm not going to feed this. I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill. We're just going to chill. Because I kid you not, when I was writing the show notes, I was laughing out loud because I used to be so type A. And I mean, I literally used to like piss myself off to motivation. And if somebody said I couldn't do something, it was like, I'll show you. Didn't matter if I wanted to do it, but there was an intention to prove somebody wrong. And it was, you know, I think a lot of people feel that in business too, that there is this, it's a lot of external motivation, which just never holds up. And if you're doing something for that reason, something outside of yourself, it's not going to work. So I thought, all right, just don't worry about what this is supposed to look like and just do what you want. So there you go. And I, you know, getting over this need to prove yourself or not wanting to disappoint people, it's so exhausting. But so you get over it and it's talk about freedom. I'm starting to ramble there with that. However, you know, what I've learned over, I joke around and say that, you know, if I could bottle what I've learned over the last few years, I would be this bazillionaire, because you can't put a price on trusting yourself and following your own intentions and intuition and all that good stuff. So that's what I decided to do for today's episode. So I'm going to do, well, there's a couple things here. I'm going to do something a little bit different, which I don't know that I've even established a pattern other than every other week it's me or an interview. You know, I really wanted to take the time today to do some public thanks, because without these people and blogs and stuff I'm going to share today, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, or at least not the level I'm doing it at. Gratitude and appreciation are one of those things that, you know, the more you give it or the more you feel it, the more you want to give it. That's where I thought, you know what? Let's just say thank you today. And I do have some fun giveaways. And well, not really a giveaway. I've got one and an offer for you guys too. So we're going to go through this, and I'm going to try to, you know, I do ramble, but I've broken it into three categories. So I've got some personal thanks that I'm going to shout out, and we'll probably try to keep that sort of short, just because I don't know if anyone under the personal category actually listens to the podcast, but it just gives you another glimpse into my life. So why not, right? And then I'm going to talk about some friendships, and these are friendships that I've established online. And then I have some online inspiration, and that's the biggest list, only because throughout the last 5 years, as I've been doing this, you know, there are a lot of bloggers or marketers or whatever that I've subscribed to, but there's been a handful that I keep coming back to. So I'm going to share all that with you guys today. And then I have some other stuff to share too. So, okay. So the first thing personally is, without a doubt, the first thanks has to go out to my kids. So Britt, call, even though you guys are probably not listening to it. My son's name is Colin, by the way, which I never thought I'd abbreviate, but you know, I make up words all the time. You know, I don't know what to say. I'm going to get mushy, I swear, if I get too deep into this, but I want to publicly thank you guys, because I could not be more proud of who you are. And your unwavering belief and support in me has just been the biggest inspiration for me. You know, we've been through some very trying times, and even in growing this business, there's been ups and downs, and you guys have just, you're amazing. Your support and love for each other, for the family, for myself, you guys truly inspire me. So I love you to pieces, and I am so grateful that we're sharing more successes now. And it means the world to me when your faces light up when I share how many podcast downloads I've had, or I got a new client, or guess what? I've got another coaching client. They get just as excited. So without them, I know they drive me, absolutely, without a doubt. After them, of course, would be my family. You know, my parents, God, I don't know what to say to my mom and dad. I would probably get super weepy if I get real deep into this too, but they are absolutely the rock of our entire family. You know, and they've always, I'm blessed. I joke around that, you know, I grew up at the Cleavers, just not quite so square. My parents are really amazing. They've always supported me and believed in everything I've done. And, you know, it doesn't matter if, I mean, there are times when my mom's picked up admin support for me. When I made that movie a couple of years ago, man, she was my rock. Mom, I need this. I need a spreadsheet. I need this emailing. And she's just stellar at all of that. But their belief and support, and my dad to this day is still, you know, like the braggy parent. Doesn't matter where he's going, he's got to tell stories and he brags about us. And they're just awesome. They're amazing grandparents too. So I have to say thanks to my parents. Your love and support mean the world to me. And of course, my sister, which I keep saying, of course, like this is so obvious to everybody, but I actually live around the corner from my brother and sister. And, you know, I love my brother too. But my sister's my best friend, and she's always had my back. And again, most of the people in my personal life don't totally get what I do. And that's okay. They're still super excited for me and they support me. So thank you to my sister. I love you to pieces for everything. And of course, my nieces and nephews, my aunt and uncle and my grandparents when they were here. I just really, God, my family is such a blessing to me. So without their love and belief in me, I know I would not be here. And the last in the personal section, you know, I have to tell you too that this was a big, do I share this? But whatever, I already have. But is my therapist. And I've mentioned before that I found her when I lost my husband. She's really become more like a life mentor. She's just, her life is very interesting to me, her own journey, and she's shared stuff and what she's accomplished. But you know, we talk about that in business and finding a coach and finding a mentor. And for me, what I've learned is probably in terms of something specific, like where I talked about the podcasting, that it was great to find a mentor for that element of my business, kind of like the big picture. I need to trust myself, and I really use Susan for that. So a huge thanks to her, because I would not be who I am today. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. So got me through a very dark period of my life, but has always believed in me and encouraged me. So thank you. My next public thank you is a tribute to friendships. And I'm going to start with just a quick shout out and thank you to my girlfriends, who don't totally understand everything I do, but are always interested and very supportive and excited for me. You know, when I tell them, oh, I'm in iTunes or I'm in Amazon, I've got a Kindle book, they're like, what? And they're just always excited that I'm happy doing what I love. Again, you know, these friends I've had most since high school, one since kindergarten, and these women are awesome. I could not imagine my life without them. So a quick thanks to the girls. And I'll have to tell them to listen to this so that they can hear that. And then just a few more. So I've mentioned before, you know, I've got a business partner, Steve O'Sullivan, outside of the WordPress Chick. And we've got Digital Publishers Podcast, which we need to record another episode. We got really busy with our Kindle project. But we also have WP Plugin Lab. And, you know, this relationship, it's interesting because we live in the same city and we met at an event in Las Vegas. We'd connected on Facebook or something. But, you know, sometimes you just meet and there's just such a collaborative understanding, and we balance each other out. He's jokingly the mechanic. We joke around about it, but he really is the mechanic of internet marketing. He does the technical digging that I don't want to do, and I'll do the connecting and socializing. I make myself sound like a ditz, but you know what I mean. But we really balance each other out, and we have, you know, opposite strengths and support that. So Steve, thanks. I'm excited about everything we're doing, and it's a fantastic collaboration and friendship. So unfortunately, he thinks I'm pretty funny. So that's kind of an added bonus too. So the next one would be Eleanor Marks Pryor, or Eleanor Pryor. I think I connected with Eleanor, God, it was probably 4 years ago. Eleanor contacted me for some WordPress help. She's in Las Vegas. I'm in Northern California. So we got on Skype and just hit it off and have stayed friends ever since. Eleanor does a lot of social media, VA support. She works with clients. She does WordPress sites too. But what I really appreciate is she is just such a supporter of everything I do. So Eleanor, thank you. You have always shared everything I've created, product, class, whatever. She writes tweets for me. So thanks, girl. I just want you to publicly know, and I want the world to know how much I appreciate you. Next up is Taya Silvestri, also known as the Word Chef. I met Taya at a WordPress meetup in the Bay Area about a year and a half ago. And I think this was one of those sort of divine order, you know, that you go to something and you're going to think it's one way and something else comes out of it. All good, mind you, that it was a great experience. I don't go to WordPress meetups often in the Bay Area, and it's not that they're not good, because they're great. They're great groups of people. It's just there's an East Bay meetup, but it's Sunday in the middle of the day, and it's kind of a jaunt from my house, and with the kids, it's not conducive. And then the meetup where I met Taya is down in the South Bay, and that's like the entire day just to drive down there. You know, we'll do lunch or whatever. We have the meetup. So it just depends on what's happening in my life. The fact that I met a wonderful friend, it's just another one of those bonuses. And that's why it's also another testament to getting out of the house once in a while. You know, you meet a lot of people online and you connect. Some of them, you know, you connect with more. But when you find that person that really sticks with what they're doing. Taya has not, it's very, I don't want to say commendable, but it's impressive and it's inspiring, because, you know, sometimes you connect with someone and you'll see that they're doing this, and then a year later they've shifted it and they've started this project and they've shifted it, and she's launched different products, but she's always stayed really true to her core brand. And she does, you know, branding and marketing and all that very, very well. And she is a great testament to someone who has built a very strong community and supports her. And we're really good friends, and I'm super excited. So, you know, check her out too, Taya Silvestri, the Word Chef. She's awesome. Now, for the last sort of public thanks here is online inspiration. Some of the sites that I'm going to mention, I've mentioned previously on the site, because I've got a series of posts called Blogs I Read and Recommend. I think I've got four of those. I'll link to them in the show notes. I'm going to mention them again anyways, because they're worth repeating in case you haven't read those posts, but they're for different reasons too. So you can find all these people in the show notes on the site. I've just put their name and their link, simply because if I wrote it all, the show notes are getting longer and longer, especially when I get into this personal stuff. I get very chatty. So first is Denise Wakeman of denisewakeman.com. So I had the pleasure of meeting Denise almost 3 years ago this fall, when I interviewed her for the movie that I did. And I'd been following Denise prior to that. But one of the things that I absolutely love about Denise is that she's a very genuine person. And she's got a good balance of sharing the personal without sharing the private, if that makes sense. Everything that Denise does, I know, is going to be quality. It's really that simple. And, you know, one of her things that she talks about is online visibility. And it's true. I'm just in awe, because she does seem to sort of be everywhere, but she's not like in your face. She's fantastic at sharing value and building community, but yet she also promotes her own work and her business, which is stellar. And she's got great partners, and I'd be surprised to find someone that didn't like her, but she's really good at what she does. And she's just an inspiration to me, because to me, she's stayed very true to who she is while building a really great business. Next up would be Pat Flynn of smartpassiveincome.com. And I know I've mentioned Pat too, but his site and his podcast have been a huge inspiration to me. He's super transparent. I've watched him grow since, I think I want to say I started following him pretty early on. you know, if he puts something out, I'm going to read it. He recently released a book called Let Go, and it's in Kindle. But he's such an honest, everyday guy. He really takes his business seriously. He's very transparent. He's built a huge community. He's just one of those people that you're thrilled to see him have more success. No matter what he does, you just want to see him succeed because he's a great guy. So check out Pat Flynn, Smart Passive Income, and the Smart Passive Income podcast, which was also one of the huge inspirations for me starting this. Next up is Danielle Laporte of DanielleLaporte.com. I think I found her site when it was, I want to say it was called The White Hot Truth, and I apologize if that's incorrect. It's just DanielleLaporte.com. I did a book review on the site of her book, Firestarter Sessions. This is sort of one of the first people that resonated with me that is building this phenomenal business on her own terms and, you know, doing things with intention instead of goals. I'm working through her Desire Map program right now. And she talks about that. And intention to me also, I hate being told what to do. I hate deadlines. And I don't mean with client stuff. That's different. But when it comes to being creative, I'm going to do it my way. And Danielle is very inspiring. And she's actually launching a magazine. She's got a ton of great stuff out there. I just dig her style. She's phenomenal. This is a long list, so I probably should make this a little bit quicker. Next up is Cliff Ravenscraft of Podcast Answer Man, who I've mentioned more than once on the podcast, I'm sure, because I just went through his podcast course in March. And while I'd started the podcast before that, it's just his course was awesome. The guy knows what he's doing. And it was also listening to multiple episodes of his show that inspired me to do this. So truly, you know, if you're ready to roll, well, I think he's already got his class going. He teaches his podcasting A to Z a few times a year, but he's totally genuine. He's also another person that's very transparent, puts it out there, shares his ups and his downs and his frustrations. He's very real. And I have to tell you that he did, I think I mentioned it before, but he shared something in our class about like the 7 priorities in his business. And if it doesn't fall into one of those categories, then he doesn't do it. And he's turned down a lot of income for that. However, when he stays on course to his commitment to himself and his business, you know, things sort of blow up in a good way. They explode. And so it's very inspiring. And he's fun. He's very real. I think he's mentioned he's going to have an event next year that I will be attending. So again, that's Cliff Ravenscraft of Podcast Answer Man. Next up, and I don't know how I could do this and not mention, but of course it would be Studio Press and Brian Gardner, because I am diehard Genesis fan. And that was my first, no, that wasn't the first product, but when I did the WordPress Genesis for beginners, it was actually Steve who said, you can't give this away, you have to sell it. And I've done classes, and I had the good fortune of meeting him at a Genesis meetup for WordCamp San Francisco a few years ago. He's just as nice in person as he seems online. Huge inspiration. He's got some mad design skills. Everything he does, it just looks great too, of course. But it's a huge inspiration. And I really think that he sort of broke into and started the premium theme market. And don't quote me on that. And I have no statistics or facts. But I do think his Revolution themes got things shifted in a different direction. Alrighty. Now we've got Erica Napolitano. I don't know what to say about this woman, except she just rocks. If you haven't visited her site, check it out. I will forewarn you. She drops the F-bomb all the time. And she is not apologetic for it, which I love, but it's so not a shock value. I had the good fortune of meeting her. I've read her book, Unpopular. It's awesome. I got to meet her at a book signing that I went to with Taya. she's a huge inspiration for truly following your own spirit. And it sounds kind of woo-woo, but I mean, she writes for Entrepreneur Inc. and stuff. The woman's got a brain. She is wicked smart. I just love her, but she says what's on her mind. She doesn't apologize for it. And I think that's something that a lot of people can follow. Next up is John Saddington of WPDaily.co. And again, all these names and links are on the site. I first found John Saddington, and I don't know why I'm doing the history to all this. Like, you guys need to know where I found these, but he used to have a site called Tent Blogger, and I believe he has retired it. WPDaily.co is a whole bunch of WordPress stuff, for lack of a better word, but it's really news and information. They've got posts on tutorials and themes and all that stuff, but really on top of the pulse of what's happening within the community. And what I think is really great is John is this huge entrepreneur as well. And I believe, don't quote me again, maybe I should start getting facts before I start saying things. he's got a company, 8-Bit, and he recently did a Kickstarter project for something called Pressgram, which is really friggin' awesome. A lot of you, I'm sure, know that Facebook bought Instagram, and so now they own your photos, right? Well, Pressgram is going to be an app that is similar to Instagram, but you can send your images directly to your WordPress site, and they're yours. Nobody can do anything with them, so not too shabby. It was a pretty big, I think that they were supposed to raise $50,000 and went well over that, so congratulations to that. But check out WPDaily.co, and I listened to a recent interview that Pat Flynn had interviewed John Saddington on his podcast, and this is not his first business. He's got this very interesting background, software developer, you know, business owner, and he's got this very chill personality that it's engaging. So check him out. Great site. I think these next guys were probably the first podcast that I started listening to, and I need to go back. I haven't listened to them a little bit, but it's Dan and Ian of the Lifestyle Business Podcast. Once I came across this whole lifestyle design thing and, you know, people living overseas or traveling, a lot of people that have that lifestyle don't have a home and a mortgage and kids. Some people do, and they take off. My kids would shoot me probably at this point in their lives at 16 and 12 if I said, let's go live overseas right now. Dan and Ian, their personalities rock. They've done some phenomenal things. They've got a company, and Ian spends a lot of time in San Diego. Dan is over in the Philippines. They've got products and podcasting. They've done a tropical MBA course where they have interns come over. It's really fascinating. They've built this awesome community of people too. So check them out. Again, that's Dan and Ian at the Lifestyle Business Podcast. This next person really needs no introduction either, I'm sure. But that would be Chris Brogan of chrisbrogan.com. I just read a new Kindle book by Chris called It's Not About the Tights. And he's referring to tights that superheroes wear, because a little character on the front's got a cape. I mentioned this in I think it was just a recent post I published this week, but he talks about the bravery, truly, and the courage that's required to build a business online and to write and put your personality out there and share your own thoughts and opinions and feelings. And I think he said, I don't know, he wrote something like 800 posts before he ever got his first comment. And, you know, now he's this huge consultant that big companies hire. But there's just something about him that this might sound goofy, but he's kind of like this gentle soul. He mails out, I get an email from him every Sunday, not me, his list. And he always shares whatever tea he's drinking that day. And I love those little personal things that people include that you feel like you kind of know him. I'd highly recommend the book. Like, again, it's like $4.95 on Kindle. To hear other people's challenges and, you know, their own self-doubt and their own concern and worry, because a lot of these people, when they hit a certain point, you kind of forget that they went through all that too. And he's very real and he's very good at what he does. I've got his other book too, Trust Agents, and I apologize, I don't remember the other author's name, but Chris Brogan is great. All right, this next person blog isn't a marketer at all. Well, I guess she markets because she's got books and stuff. But that's Brené Brown of BrenéBrown.com. And she is a shame researcher. And if you haven't seen her videos on YouTube, all you need to do is, you know, go to YouTube and search Brené Brown vulnerability. And it's huge. It took off. And she's very honest about being overwhelmed with the response and stuff. But in reading her work, and she's got a few books out, I also went to a book signing of hers and met her. It's scary sometimes to really put yourself out there, to really be vulnerable, but my life feels so much better when I do. And it was her work that I was introduced to by Susan, of course. But her work really opened my eyes. I think she was on Oprah too now, her Super Soul Sunday, but check her out. She's super funny, but she's also brilliant. And she's sort of breaking these walls down about, you know, these tough exteriors that we have to put up to the world. And she was like that too. So I think she shared a story once that when she went into therapy, she went in with a spreadsheet, like a to-do list, which is so not how it works. I think it's funny. Next up is Chris Guillebeau of chrisguillebeau.com. Easy for me to say. And again, all the links are in the post. I think I found Chris, you know, probably a few years ago. And this was also, it was for me, one of the first sites that I came across where this whole concept of building your business around your lifestyle so that it fit into the way you wanted to live your life and not the way it was supposed to look, or what this marketing course or guru or whatever was preaching at you that truly make your business fit your lifestyle. He's written two physical books. One is The Art of Nonconformity, and the other one is The $100 Startup. I've read them both. And if you go to his site, he's got this great Los Manifestos, and one is A Brief Guide to World Domination, and the other one is 279 Days to Overnight Success. And they're both free. They're awesome guides. He's got these unconventional products because he set a goal to visit every country in the world. And he just completed that, which is free and awesome. And a huge congratulations to that. But he's really doing these phenomenal things. And he's also one of these very genuine people. So check him out. He also has this conference called World Domination Summit. And if you think that the economy is tight, you would not guess that, because this conference, there's 1,000 tickets. It's happening this July. I'm not going, unfortunately, hopefully next year. It sells out literally within like 3 hours. And I don't know, it's $300, $400, $500 something to go. And people plan events around other meetups and, you know, connecting with people, because it's just a unique group of people. Last year, they gave everybody $100 in the audience to go do something good with. That's just going to leave you feeling good. So check out chrisguillebeau.com. Okay, this next one I found through someone else, I think, but it's Scott Dinsmore of liveyourlegend.net. And he is actually based in San Francisco. I'm hoping they're going to do another meetup or something soon. He's given a TED talk as well. Oh, and by the way, I didn't mention it either, but Brené Brown's talks were both TED talks, and Erica Napolitano has a phenomenal TED talk as well. So check those out. But Scott Dinsmore, liveyourlegend.net, sort of, again, this sort of lifestyle design, go for it. But really, I don't want to say thinking outside of the box, but doing things on their own terms while building relationships and a really tight community. He's got a product that I was so close to buying this year, and I'll do it probably next round, which probably be more expensive, but it's how to connect with anybody. And they form masterminds, and it's really engaging in building relationships, which we all know we need to do. But I think when you're put in a structured environment, you know, and you have tools and resources at your disposal, it's a great way to do this. So it's phenomenal to see somebody really going after it. I think it's neat. Neat. I actually said it's neat. But anyways, check out liveyourlegend.net. They've got some really great free resources too. They had this great PDF. And I'll see if I can find the link to put it in the show notes on how to form your own mastermind. It was like 60 pages. Awesome. But check out Scott Dinsmore of liveyourlegend.net. Last but not least is Anna Hoffman of Traffic Generation Cafe. I honestly don't remember where I came across Anna initially, but talk about content. This woman puts out tons of stellar content. And what I love so much is she does this weekly marketing skinny wrap-up that's fantastic. So obviously, one of the things that Anna talks about is traffic and getting traffic to your website. She does product reviews of affiliate products. And what I love about it is that she's not afraid to take an opposing view. She's honest. She does a very thorough review of things. She's got a huge audience as well. She's got a great report on her site. It's called Mommy, Where Does Traffic Come From? Kind of funny. But she's connected with tons of pretty big bloggers and stuff as well. She's got a great reputation, but it's because she provides quality content. She had done a post, and I'll try to link to it as well, on using SlideShare as a traffic generator. And she showed, she showed what she did, how she did it, you know, how many shares she got. I mean, everything she does is thorough. It's great, great quality content. She's also in San Francisco. I've got to connect with her at some point. Definitely check out Anna Hoffman of TrafficGenerationCafe.com. Okay, so that's my list of online inspiration. And I'm sure there's somebody maybe that I'm missing or that I should have included. But, you know, we'd be here all day, especially with the way I talk. You guys should see how many times I had to start and delete and start and delete, or how many times I've stopped and paused and started again today. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the heat, but that's just where my head is today. So the last sort of section of this podcast today that I wanted to share with you guys are just a few things that I'm loving right now. I wanted to really give some tangible takeaways every episode, but I think this is just still sort of forming itself, the podcast. So we'll see where that goes. Okay, so the first thing, I don't know about you guys, I have never been someone to mind map, and it's huge and everybody loves it and says it's great. Of course, I'm doing the air quotes with everybody, and I've tried it so many times and it just kind of does my head in. I don't know. I think it just looks messy. It's kind of frustrating to me. I am much more of a list and outliner. And let me tell you, once I accepted that, talk about getting stuff done, much easier for me. So I have found this tool, and I'm using the free version, and it's called Workflowy. Just like it sounds, Workflowy. It's an easy online tool, and there's an app for your phone. And so they sync up with your username and stuff. Like I said, I'm using the free version, and it's super easy. You list, you do bullet points, it's drag and drop. You hover over it, there's a completed, there's a delete, there's a share. I love it. I'm super happy with Workflowy. And what's great is now I've started leaving the Workflowy tab open. I've got two monitors, and so on one side, it's just always there. So I always use legal pads and I write lists still. Let me tell you, I've done a lot less of that since I've started using Workflowy. And what's great is because I'll hop on my laptop at night in bed, and I pull up Basecamp and I look at my projects, and then I look at Workflowy. I'm like, okay, am I missing anything? Because I'll throw stuff into Workflowy during the day or add it or whatever. I love it. So check out Workflowy. It's workflowy.com, and it's awesome. I love it. If you're a list and an outliner person, I think you're going to like this. Okay, this next one is nothing new and earth-shattering, but it's sort of new to me, and that would be WooCommerce. We're using WooCommerce on WP Plugin Lab, and it's just been phenomenal. We had switched over a while ago, but I'm also using it on my site. Right now, I just have the WordPress Genesis for Beginners product. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to set up a plugin shop, and I'm going to test this because WooCommerce lets you link out to affiliate products. So, you know, anything that I recommend is only things that I use or have personally tested. I don't just throw stuff up there, but we have a few plugins. So I'll put those in there, and then I'll put, like Gravity Forms. I use it on every single site I do. Well, of course, I'm going to put that in there. So I love WooCommerce. It's much easier to use. You're always going to run into an issue or a testing or trying something. Okay, maybe not always, but a lot of times when you get something as robust as an e-commerce plugin, but I love WooCommerce, and we've customized it a little bit. There's tons of add-ons. WooCommerce is free, and I think you'll see that there is this model within plugins, or I don't know that they've done it so much within themes, but where, you know, like the core plugin itself is free. And then there's add-ons and extensions that you pay for. So that's the model with WooCommerce. But we have customized a plugin for AWeber add-on for our AWeber list. But I have also purchased, there's a wishlist integration. So when somebody pays for the class, they get added to the membership. And it's not an ongoing membership. The one that I'm doing is for my Genesis stuff, just where all the training is stored. I love it. And I think Steve and I are going to be teaching a class on WooCommerce this summer. Sell with WordPress. I would love to hear if that's something you're interested in, and we'll figure that out. I can't imagine it'd be more than one or two webinars really walking you through setting it up, how to use it, and customizing a little bit so it matches your site. Okay, this last one is friggin' awesome. So big ol' shout out to my partner, Steve O'Sullivan, for this one. And that is our latest plugin over at WP Plugin Lab called Hello Sheldon. Yeah, that's right. It's a take on Hello Dolly. But for those Big Bang Theory, those fans out there, yes, this is Sheldon Cooper. Oh my God. I did not watch this show till this year, probably. My kids, of course, they sing the whole intro together, 16 and 12, they'll sing it. But the three of us, you know, we'll watch it together, single, whatever. It is hysterical. I love this show. So let me see. I'm going to pull it up. So let me find another page because... I want to pull up. So instead of, if you've ever activated Hello Dolly or you know what it is, it's Matt Mullenweg, the founder of WordPress, is a huge jazz fan. So what happens if you activate Hello Dolly is it pulls up, I think there's jazz song titles. I don't remember because it's been a long time since I've ever looked at it. I always delete it. Hello Sheldon has Big Bang Theory quotes. It's not just Sheldon Cooper. So, okay, I just switched over to the dashboard, and in the top right, it now says, sing Soft Kitty to me. Which, again, if you know the show, there's a song, and I'm not even going to try to sing it. Here's another one, and I promise I'm not going to keep doing this. The other one, this next one says, so every time you go to a different page or plugin or post, the quote changes. And this one says, no, the X-Men were named for the X and Charles Xavier. Did I say that right? Watch. Please don't tell me if I said it wrong. We'll just pretend. Since I'm Sheldon Cooper, you will be my seaman. Which that quote probably was not as funny since I botched it in the middle talking about the pronunciation. Anyways, you can get Hello Sheldon over at WP Plugin Lab, and it's free. It's just super fun. It's not a heavy plugin. It's lightweight. But if you like Big Bang Theory, bazinga, you're going to love this. I swear I did not know I was such a geek at one point in my life. And lastly, and I promise this really is lastly, in celebration of my 10th episode and the 10th anniversary of WordPress, we're offering it 10% off of Webinar Engine over at WP Plugin Lab. So we have three different licenses. There's a single site license, a personal license, which allows you to put it on three sites, and then a developer's license. And if you're not familiar with what Webinar Engine is, it's a plugin that allows you to set up a webinar registration that adds somebody to the GoToWebinar registration to your autoresponder list, and you can charge for PayPal all within one click. So basically all they need to do is put in their name, email, and the register button, whether it's paid or free, they will automatically be added to GoToWebinar to your subscriber list. And if it's a paid class, they'll check out through PayPal. It's awesome. We have, oh my gosh, 13 templates. We've also had some custom Facebook templates created so that you can pull in a Facebook webinar template into your Facebook page. Webinar Engine's great. It works with AWeber, Constant Contact, One Shopping Cart, Infusionsoft, GetResponse, and MailChimp. There's a whole bunch of functionality on the way, so I'm going to just keep it there for now. We will be doing some webinars, free webinars for training as well, but we're at version 1.5, so make sure to cruise over to WP Plugin Lab. The discount is good through Friday, May 31st, through Sunday at midnight, June 2nd. So go ahead and check that out. If you're wondering where you can get Webinar Engine, just go to wppluginlab.com/webinar-engine-sale/. So it's wppluginlab.com/webinar-engine-sale. So that is the end. That wraps up today. So make sure to come back next week when I have another interview. My guest next week is with Dusty Davidson of Flywheel, my uber fabulous new hosting company that I'm thrilled with. It was really fun. And what was so cool is that Dusty was in Paris when we did our call, which I had no idea. And he talks a little bit about that. So you got to love this business, right? Just being able to connect with anybody over the world. All you need is Skype and a recorder and you're good to go. So have an awesome weekend, everybody. Thanks again so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here with me for this 10th episode. Many more milestones to come, let's hope. We'll get back on track, a little more focused on WordPress with the next individual show, I promise. So have a great day. And remember, I would love a review in iTunes or, right? Have you subscribe in iTunes as well. Thanks so much. And I will talk with you next week.